Good morning. Please take a seat. It's good to be in church today, yeah? If you don't know me, my name is Lisa Smith. I look after our young people on Friday nights and Sunday mornings, and really excited to have many of them here this morning, being a part of today's service and serving you, which is amazing. So at Youth, we have been going through the Sermon on the Mount series along with Main Church. We've affectionately named the section of the sermon that we're on at the moment as Life Lessons from Jesus. She's all over it. She's beating me. So today's life lesson that we're going to be looking at is about giving to the needy. So I've actually got a short video clip, Jill, that I'd love to show you, which is an example of someone doing just that. So let's check that out, and then we'll have a chat after that.
I'm gonna take care of this for you.
No.
Okay? Yes, yes,
Why?
Yes.
That was nice.
$6.52.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is she serious?
Experience for me. I had so many guests come back thinking I was the one that was providing the money or doing the donation, and I was able to tell them that was somebody that just wanted to be anonymous and put this out there to tell people, you know, kind of the reason for the season. Numerous people crying, a couple people confused, didn't even understand why or what for. Awesome, heartfelt experience.
I thought it was really awesome. It was super fun to do. I was a little nervous at first to try to pay for somebody's groceries, and you don't know how they're going to react. But I got a couple confused reactions, and I got choked up a couple times too. All in all, I would most definitely do this again. It was awesome.
That was a nice video, wasn't it? Aww. Did it make you feel good? Kind of tug at the heartstrings a little bit? Anyone feel a bit emotional? It was a lovely thing to do. And when Jesus was teaching about giving to the needy, you would think that this would have been exactly the kind of act that he was talking about. Or maybe not. I'd like to read today's passage to you now, and it may just challenge our thinking on this a little bit. Now, I'm not saying what she did was wrong. That was a beautiful thing to do. But we're going to talk a little bit about the way perhaps that she did it. So let's have a look at today's passage. Today's passage is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Am I back on? Oh, good. Excellent. Okay. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. It seems like maybe giving like what we saw in the video clip is possibly not quite what Jesus was talking about. Maybe not quite how he was teaching us to give. Now, Jesus teaches that giving should not be publicly announced. He says that in verse 2. And instead, in verse 4, he says it should be done in secret. Now, I guess the big question to ask here is why? I mean, giving is giving, right? Does it really matter how we do it? Well, according to Jesus, yeah, it actually does. It's interesting to note that Jesus was not really teaching about why they should be giving to the needy, but he was talking more about the how. So this was not a lesson about why we should give, but how we should give. In fact, the people he was talking to were actually doing a pretty good job at giving to the needy at the time. Caring for the less fortunate was really a very expected part of Jewish life. So it was understood that they were doing that pretty well. The problem was the way in which many of them were actually doing it. They would give in a very public way. They would make a really big deal about letting everyone know that they were doing it, and maybe even about how much they were giving. Their giving was really not the problem. It was their attitude and the motivation behind why they were actually giving in the first place. Were they giving because there were people in need? Or were they giving just to let them make themselves look good? And unfortunately, more often than not, it was probably to make themselves look good. Jesus spoke about the importance of giving being driven by the right motivation or attitude. And a really good example of this can actually be found in a story in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. And I would like to actually invite the youth drama team up now, and they're actually going to give us their version of this story. So I'll just hop out of their way. Give him a clap. Thanks, team. That was awesome. Alrighty. So the story of the widow's offering is one that most of us would know pretty well. But like so many of Jesus' life lessons, this one comes with a little bit of a twist. Because in this story we discover that the one who gave the least turns out to be the one that gave the most. Why? Because in Jesus' eyes, what's most important is not what you're giving, but how you're actually giving it. And coming along after all those rich people who had given so much, that woman was probably pretty embarrassed to put her 20-cent offering in. Unlike the others, she was probably hoping that no one was looking at her when she did that. But Jesus knew this woman. She gave with the right heart attitude for the right reasons, and Jesus commends her for it. You know, there's another lesson I think we can take from this story as well. And it's the understanding that even if we only have a little, we can actually give a lot if we do it with the right attitude and for the right reasons. I know different appeals happen at church, and for me personally, our family has never been in a financial position to be generous givers. And it makes us feel a bit awkward sometimes and not, you know, I'm always a little bit guilty because we can't give, and it might be for a really, really good cause, but I just don't have a lot to give. And this story, I guess, is a real reminder to me that I'm not judged on what I give, but I'm judged on how I give it and why I'm giving it. And really, this is what Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. We need to kind of have, I guess, that same attitude to our giving that widow had. Does this mean that I'm supposed to give to the needy in secret, and if someone finds out and I get caught giving, I've messed up and my giving is worth nothing? No, of course not. That's not what he's saying. He's being a bit metaphorical, I suppose, when he says that my left hand won't know what my right hand is doing. The key to this life lesson is understanding that what Jesus is really challenging here is our motivation for giving. And it shouldn't be because we want to look good or we want people to say how generous and awesome we are. We should just give because of love and because we care. We are so loved by God. He sent Jesus to earth to die for us, and we were given the ultimate gift of giving in eternal life. I mean, John 3:16, we all know this verse so well, but it is so true. God loved us so much, he gave us the ultimate gift. And just as Jesus loved us and sacrificed himself for us, we are also asked to love others. You know, Matthew 22:39, love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus told us to do. And if you want to know how to care and give to the needy, that's it. We love them because we were loved. And we do that in whatever capacity it is that we have, with the right heart and the right motivation. And that's what this life lesson is really all about. Now, I'd love to invite Aiden, one of our young people, up, and he's actually going to lead us in communion this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Hey guys, my name is Aiden. I go to youth here, and it is great fun every time I come. So, communion. I was challenged to think about what communion means to me and then to share it with you guys. So, when I thought about it, what stood out to me the most with this whole thing is communion, at least to me, is about the greatest gift that I think anyone has ever gotten, and it came from God in the form of his son. His son comes down to the planet and spends some time. He lives a perfect, sinless life, and he was killed for it. So sad. Oh, well, anyway. No. He comes back to life. He comes back to life 3 days later, and he had defeated death. And in doing so, he'd also defeated sin, which allows us to have a relationship with God. And to me, communion is a really good reminder of the sacrifice God had made just to be with us. Now, like, we're here. We're, like, ruining his perfect creation. He's built this planet for us, and we're just destroying it. Should have a look at the sky. There's terrible pollution up there. So, and all our sin is just, it's ruining everything. And now God could have chosen to just leave us, go build another planet with new people, see what happens. But instead, he loved us. And he gave his son for us so that we could love him. A verse in 1 John chapter 4, this is verse 19, says, we love God because he first loved us. And he could have just left us, could have left us alone. Probably we wouldn't have cared. No, he came back and he gave his son for us. Communion is a really good way to remember what he sacrificed to be with us and giving us the chance to actually build a relationship with him again. So, do we want to get the youth to give the communion to everybody?